Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Opening up the text line and the phone line right now so you guys can let it rip for the next 7 minutes. Anything goes for There. I said it. 585-252-9800. It's time to
clear the air. Open that window and clear that air right out of it.
Let's get right to them. Good morning, guys. What's the hype with Smashburger? It's just less money for more. It's less burger for more money. There, I said it. That's true. I do feel like I can eat six of them in one sitting.
Smash that. How come? Smash it flat.
How come? How come we never got so lucky to have a White Castle here in the Rock?
I don't know what that is. What is it? Burgers?
Yeah, but they're little sliders. They're legendary.
Is it like a southern thing?
No.
Or is it out where you were?
Well, they're like they're Midwest.
Not familiar with it. It's so weird. It's so crazy how...
They sell them in the frozen section at the grocery store.
Oh, really? It's so crazy how, like, no matter where you are in the country, like, there's some fast food chains you're just not going to see. You're just not going to see it. Down there or up here or over there or wherever it is that you're going.
Well, when I moved to the West, Checkers, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
I was asking people in the West Coast, you guys got a Friendly's out here? Like, what is that? You don't know what Friendly's is?
Wait.
Devastated.
You were out there, you mean?
Yeah, they don't know what Friendly's is.
It's like not even a thing here anymore either. The closest one I think is in like Syracuse. But don't get it twisted. I have hit it up before. All right, let's see who else is here. Rebecca's here, and she said, "I don't care what anyone says. American Idol is for old people." There, I said it.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know
that ship sailed.
It is, but my parents and a lot of other parents do be loving American Idol. They stay tuned in weekly. It's just nostalgic. I'm not sure.
Sure. Clay Aiken?
Adam Lambert?
Ruben Studdard?
Fantasia? Where is
what
Fantasia?
What you doing tonight?
So
I wish I could be a fly on your wall.
Who actually took off, right? Carrie Underwood took off. Chris Daughtry, who actually was from Rochester, took off, even though he wasn't a winner or a finalist at all.
He came in, he placed fifth, but our boy LVO now plays the keyboards for him. Right? Is that the instrument he's playing? I think so.
I'm not sure. Who else? Not sure. Chase Beckham just came to Lilac Festival. He won 2 years ago.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's go over to Alex. don't bring a book to a bar and then get upset with people who are drinking and making too much noise. This is not a library. There, I said it. Stop acting surprised that people are loud at 10 at night while drinking. I see this a lot. There's one guy that always goes in a half pint, brings a nice little book, sits in the corner and reads. Doesn't matter what time it is. He's reading a book. I'm like, you know, that looks very relaxing.
Very.
Time and a place. Couldn't be you.
No, I can't read. Pho is just overpriced canned soup that looks like toilet water. There, I said it. I do love pho.
It's my favorite.
I love it so much.
Who's the new pho place here in Rochester that has that catchy...
Can't say it on the air.
You can't say it?
Can't say it on the air.
Okay.
For so many reasons.
Ross says, hey, my own personal opinion, but if you're under 5'5", then you should definitely default to using the smaller urinal. There I said it.
Is there smaller urinals?
Ross, why? That's hateful. Why? Yeah, you have the normal ones in the bathroom, and then you have ones that are much lower to the ground.
Mm.
Why, Ross? Okay.
This person says, Breezy's next big movie review needs to be Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. There, I said it.
Well, you know, I was just thinking of that movie while we're talking about White Castle. That's a great call.
Mine for today is this. I have to give a little sneak peek before we get into it a little later. If you make your breakup or divorce your entire personality, you're not that interesting. There, I said it. You're not that interesting. And if you feel that you need to talk about it as much as you do and make bits around it and Instagrams and TikToks, and your personality is not strong enough to hold up on its own without you talking about another person that was once a role in your life.
Damn, that's strong this morning. You've really been sitting on this,
boy,
haven't
it's
you?
Truthful. I've been thinking about it for 3 days straight. 3 days I've been thinking
we
about
it. We got to talk about that. Oh, Ross is back. Why, you ask, Moose? Because I saw a dude yesterday damn near on his tiptoes so his junk would clear the lip of the urinal.
Ross, kind of weird that you're looking, man. Kind of weird that you're that invested. But hey, I'm just going to call a spade a spade.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's kind of gross how many people enjoy watching true crime for entertainment. Is it? It's disrespectful to the victims and their families. There, I said it. Okay, well, The victims and their families are in the documentary. What are you talking about? They're sitting there watching it.
They're sitting there cashing a check from it. Did you watch the one?
I watched all of them.
The latest one?
I watched all of them. I finished Netflix.
You did? The one with the Irish kids?
You're talking about the Fred and Rose West, the British Horror Story?
No.
You're talking about the Irish kids in Ireland who...
The dad was murdered and then yes. The kids got sent back to Ireland.
Last weekend I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. You think she did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Her and her dad.
Yeah, her dad's kind of weird. Her dad's giving me weird vibes for sure.
Rochester thinks it's cooler than it is because Buffalo and Syracuse exist. You're not New York City. You're not even Albany. You're just the least boring option in upstate. There, I said it. Damn, Steve, what's your problem?
But at least we're not the most boring option. You know what I mean?
You're not even Albany. What the hell's in Albany? What do people do there?
Literally nothing. Just our capital.
Steve's bitter.
Mm-hmm. Tell me you're from Albany without telling me you're from Albany.
Yeah, no, right?
That is one thing that you will see out there. When you go more east towards Albany and on the thruway, you will see a Stewart's gas station. That.
I've never heard of that.
It's very popular once you get past Utica. Very popular. And the Adirondacks.
Real quick, someone's asking if we can officially take you to get your first Big Mac. I know we've been talking about this for a while, but Breezy's never had a Big Mac from McDonald's. And I'm like, you know what? We'll take you, Breeze, at some point. We'll get you a burger.
You know, we keep talking about it, but...
It's hard to do because I want to do it in the studio.
Do it. Isn't there breakfast at McDonald's? Like, can we even get a Big Mac at 9 a.m.?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, you can't. All right, guys, we'll wrap this up. We have Big Ed, the most toxic man in Rochester, texting in right now.
Spare
but
me. Yeah. Spare me.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know how many of you are like me. When you go in to get a massage, you prefer your masseuse to be of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer a woman to give you a massage, you know? That's just how I've always done it. Not in a creepy way where I'm paying for extra. I'm just a massage.
He goes, I'm not against it, you know what I mean?
I'm more comfortable that way. I don't want a man rubbing my inner thigh. That's all. And I've been holding on to this $150 credit to use towards a wellness center here in Rochester, if that's what you want to call it. And I called them the other day because I'm desperate to get these knots out of my back and shoulders. I haven't had a massage in like 6 months, if that. And I called them and they said, we can get you in immediately, but we don't have any female masseuse at the moment, but we can make you an appointment with Robert, who is one of our top massage therapists. I said, oh, all right, no, thank you. I hung up.
You're too much.
And I hung up. I was like, yeah, I'll suffer. It's nothing against Liz. There's some really great male masseuse. It's just that's not for me.
Is it masseuses?
How do you
say masseuse plural?
Masseuses.
Masseuses?
You know, there's some great massage therapists out there.
Masseuse.
A lot of them are men.
It's a new career that you probably should start exploring.
If I can rub my own back and shoulders, trust me, I would do
this
it.
This is so sexist and weird.
I give great massages. Now, it's not sexist.
It kind of is.
Then
because you're like, I have preference. It's just all about preference. It's like you, in order to have preference, you need to try both things.
That's not true.
That's how I look at things. In order for you to say, no, I definitively do not like this one thing, you have to have tried it to say, nah, I don't like it.
I don't need to. I really don't need to do that.
You're being very close-minded.
But they
strange.
Do. They ask you, hey, what do you prefer? And I said, I prefer a woman to give me a massage. Okay, no problem. We don't have one. Oh, no problem. See ya.
Has a woman ever climbed on top of you mid-massage?
When I'm on my back or stomach?
Back?
Yeah.
Wait. I mean stomach. Ew, what?
What are you talking about?
When your face is in the little hole.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever climbed on top of you?
Yeah, of course. Or they'll walk on my back, depending on the massage.
Walk on my back?
Yeah, there's poles on the ceiling.
Yeah. He goes, but I've never paid for extras. Right! Right, of course.
No, please, it's
just
called
a satanic den. You're at a coven, okay?
It's a Thai massage.
He goes, yeah, I definitely don't want a man because they're hanging from the ceiling. Okay. I'm scared.
Please let this be someone agreeing with me. Hello, PXY.
Hi, can I please speak to Moose?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Ethan. First time calling the show.
Welcome, Ethan.
Hi, King.
Okay, so Moose, I am a male massage therapist, and I think...
That's okay.
This is so continuing.
No, what?
No, that's okay. I know what you're gonna say, and I appreciate it, and I'm not interested.
We don't let the man speak. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, let me finish. Okay. I have been a massage therapist for almost 8 years, and I am the best in the business. Mm-hmm. I give great massages. You can ask any of my clientele. Moose, first off, tell me where it hurts.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God. Is that pressure good?
I'm not going to do that.
And what type of massage are you looking for?
Personally, I don't know. I just want like a Swedish massage.
Okay, well, great. I can do, you know, reflexology, Swedish. A lot of people find aromatherapy to be extremely relaxing.
I've heard.
So, yeah, so come see me.
It's very sweet of you, Ethan. I think you could go ahead and plug your biz if you want, but I think I'm all set, man.
Moose. Come on, I will blow you away.
Don't say blow.
If you are not satisfied with a full 60-minute body massage on the house, then I will give you all your money back. That's how confident I am in my ability.
Not you turning down something that's free.
How long have you...
Dumb financial move, in my opinion.
You've been in the game for quite some time. What separates you? What makes you better than everybody else doing the same given massages?
My clients just love me. I've never had a complaint. I use oils. I use hot stones. I have massage sticks and rollers. Your pick.
My God.
I don't need... As tempting as the tools are, Ethan, I think I'm good, man. I do appreciate it, though.
You're not really giving...
Please think about it.
Yeah, you're not really giving any... I don't know, actual reasoning and logic for why.
We just had a whole conversation about it. I don't want another man giving me.
But this man is offering to give you a free massage.
That's very sweet. Not everything in life is worth a free lunch.
All right. Okay. Well, my name is Ethan, and I will text you my number in case you change your mind.
All right.
And
deal.
Moose, don't flatter yourself. I'm not hitting on you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough, Ethan. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.
All right. Yeah. Bye, Ethan.
If you don't go to Ethan, you're absolutely out of your mind. You're out of your gore. You're actually losing money if you don't go to Ethan.
I disagree.
So.
I still have this $150 credit. I just got to wait for a schedule with a.
Also, they do other things at this place. You can go get a pedicure.
But then I'm wasting the credit. Then I'm wasting it.
Why would you be wasting it?
Because I just want to spend that credit on a massage.
Go pamper yourself on literally anything. Anything at all. Go try something new. This is the problem with you. You don't try new things. You're like, I just hate it. No, hate it. Can't.
I'm constantly trying new things.
No.
I have more life experience than you do.
Not if you keep saying no at the door.
Well, I've had a guy rub my feet once.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
All right, let's go over to, who's this, Carl on the line. Carl, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, you know, Carl.
Moose, you may be uncomfortable with getting a massage from Ethan, full body, but if you wouldn't mind passing his number along to me, because I could really use a rub down.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, don't.
Sure, no problem. Wait.
Did he say if he has acupuncture? I missed that.
He didn't specify.
He didn't say.
There was a lot of tools involved. He didn't say needles.
I'm happy to pass his number along to you. You really need the massage, huh?
Listen, I'm telling you guys, I drive truck all day for like 12 hours. I'm on my ass the entire time.
Yeah.
And I'm not a little guy. I'm 285-pound guy, and I get extremely sore between just getting a cramp now and then and the sciatica. You ever watch a football game, man? None of those. There's no Asian massage girls that are topless down there.
I'm not saying I want to. Listen, guys. Yeah, Carl, I'm not saying Carl. I want a happy ending,
and
Carl.
They get along just fine.
If you think Ethan can take care of all 285 pounds of you, then have at it.
So I am. Doesn't matter to me. So I'm not sexist like you. I don't care if he sounds like a teenage boy band singer. If he can get those knots out and just give me some relief, I don't need the stone sticks, whatever. Just bare hands. Pass me the number. I would love to make an appointment.
I love how open-minded you are, Carl. Thank you so much.
You think that Ethan has what it takes to handle you? Like, what are you typically...
He's been doing it for 8 years. He must be doing something right.
But that's fair enough, but I'm just saying, like, I...
Trust me, if he can crack Carl like a glow stick, he can definitely handle you.
I'll pass his number on to you, Carl.
Give the guy a chance.
Well, how about you just report back to me?
Okay.
I don't understand why everybody's on me about this. I have a preference, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's going to make me feel bad about wanting to get a massage from a female masseuse. People have a preference when they
You're
go in there.
Not open-minded.
That's why they ask you, do you prefer male or female?
Could change your entire life.
I'm all set.
Could be the best massage of your life.
Carl,
you'll never know.
I'll put you on hold, buddy. Stay there.
All right, guys. I love the show. Do me a favor. Pass me the number.
All right. We'll get Ethan's number over to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I don't know who this is, but they said, I'm a 30-something-year-old guy. I got my feet rubbed down by some 60-year-old man here in Rochester. It was the best experience of my life. Yeah, like I said, the feet, that's one thing. But once you start, you're working your way up towards the groin. You really gotta
go to your happy place. You gotta think other thoughts. Because honestly...
Go to your happy place.
Go to your happy place. Truly. It's like... Can't you control your own thoughts and your own emotions? Clearly, the answer to that is no.
No, of course I can. Let me get to 40% of the time. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
What's up, man?
Hey, Carmen. What's up, man?
Hey, a few years ago, my wife scheduled me a massage.
Uh-huh.
An hour massage, right? It was with a female, so I'm cool with that. I don't want to do doing a massage on me. Just the way I am.
Okay.
I laid down. She started rubbing my back. And all of a sudden, I had this intense urge to make a human, you know, like maybe pass gas. And now the whole 57 minutes was exhausting. So the whole
clenching
time,
your butt
I'm struggling
cheeks.
With my emotions.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, that's the worst massage ever.
Yeah, and I haven't gone back since. I will do a shoulder massage for lower back or anything like that. No way, man. I'm out.
Let me ask you something. Am I in the wrong for wanting a female masseuse over a male masseuse? I'm not sexist. I just have a preference.
No, you're definitely sexist.
No, dude, my wife and I recently, we were going to go get pedicure, so she scheduled a pedicure. And I'm like,
sure.
All right, I'll go. Only dudes in the place. I said, I'm not getting my feet touched by a dude. It's not going to happen.
See?
What is the big deal? Like,
I don't know, man. It's just a whole thing that maybe just guys are thinking. Like, for women, it's cool. You could have a girl or a dude do it. But
right.
For guys, I have to have a girl doing it.
I don't want a guy rubbing my inner thigh.
No, not even remotely.
I just don't. I don't want. Okay, I know what I like. That's not it.
You're afraid of what might happen.
Right, okay.
I'm afraid of the optics in my own brain. I don't want to be messing with myself the whole time.
It's all the intrusive thoughts that you have, Carmen.
Right, of course.
Thanks. That's a great story, man. Thanks for calling up, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, let's take a quick break. I'll leave it with this. I don't know who they are, but they texted in. Moose, keep in mind, you're only one massage away from a good mood. 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And you know, Breezy made a really good point this morning because I have people in my life who do this exact thing. Do any of you know someone who makes their breakup or divorce their entire personality?
It is the most cringy thing. I can't even. So, and listen, I'm not saying this, and I said this from my hot take for There I Said It. Like, if you make your breakup or your divorce your entire personality, your personality isn't strong enough to hold on its own. And I truly believe that.
Listen, it's one thing. Everybody hurts when you're going through it. That's
correct.
Fine. But when it's been 5 years.
Correct. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, I can give you a year. A year to process, to grow, and to learn.
And then what?
After a year.
You cut them off?
You go to therapy. I don't want to talk about it with you anymore. Talk about beating a dead horse into the ground.
So my buddy just celebrated his 4-year anniversary with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And the whole 4 years, it's been toxic. And the whole 4 years, the last 4 years, I've done nothing but talk about how bad this relationship is.
Correct.
And try to give him advice. And I finally, this is it. I cut it off. I'm like, I'm done talking about this. It's consumed not just you, but me and my time.
Correct.
I can't talk about this anymore.
Can't do it. I won't. I refuse.
I truly believe, and maybe some of you guys disagree, and that's fine. But I truly believe if some of these people were to go to therapy and get better, you'd give them nothing to talk about.
That's what
There'd
I'm saying.
There'd be nothing left, and now their personality is shot. It's out the window because they don't know who their true identity is anymore because they've been this person for so long.
Correct. I know people, I mean, I scroll on TikTok all the time. I have people on my TikTok that literally they're making a career around and a content creation influencer, whatever, insert blank here,
yeah,
around their divorce or their breakup. And like, if you can, it's all they talk about. And I'm just like,
yeah, but wouldn't you though, if you could make a buck off of it?
I mean, I guess, but also like, at the same time, we really need to take a step back and realize that, first of all, I just feel like miserable people will flock to miserable people. Like, that's just what it is. But at the same time, being authentically you, there's one thing around being authentically you and sharing your emotions and thoughts and feelings, and then just being like, I'm divorced, I'm divorced, I'm divorced, I'm divorced, I'm divorced. We get it. Like, we got it. We fully get it. And there's some people in my life that, I mean, I'm not really like super close with, but the most default thing to talk about them with is like, have you talked to so-and-so? I know you guys broke up. What? Because that was their only wow factor, was the fact that they were in a relationship with someone who was either horrible or whatever the case may be.
Listen, I get it. I've never been married. What advice am I going to give? You know, it's not, and I think a lot of the times it's not even about that.
They're not looking for advice. Right. They're just looking to hear themselves talk about the same situation over and over again.
They're just looking for somebody to listen.
Right.
And you've heard this conversation time and time again. So typically, if you have a friend going through this, what do you tell them? Do you just sit and listen, or do you try to honestly give some sound advice? Because I wouldn't know what to say. Yeah, that's tough. The same thing I tell my buddy after 4 years. Yeah, that's tough, man. I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah. Well, you know, keep trucking along. It will work itself out. I get tired of hearing myself say the same crap because I'm so full of it at this point.
Isn't it crazy that they don't? Isn't it crazy that they don't get tired of hearing you say the same crap or themselves saying the same crap? I don't know. This person says a year, I'm giving them 2 weeks, then it's time to move on.
Oh my God.
Ruthless.
2 weeks, yeah.
Absolutely ruthless. But everybody has that person in their lives, whether you're close friends with them, whether you know them in passing, whether you see them online. Their entire personality is the fact that they broke up with someone, they got a divorce. And I don't know, it just, in my opinion, it shows massive signs of someone who can't really stand on their own, can't be independent, can't rely on their own personality to get them through, because all they need to do is talk about their breakup or their divorce, because it's the most interesting thing about them. They're not interesting people.
Oh, man. Sorry. You really feel a certain way about this
really
morning.
I really do, because Damn. It's just like, I'm so over it. Like, yeah, I'm so over seeing this all over. It's so annoying. It's all over my TikTok.
Oh, it's not like even people close to you in your life.
Video after video after video. It's like, oh my God. So a lot of you guys know I'm divorced. Okay, Patricia, we got it. Next video. Let me scroll and get past this. So five things I've learned from my divorce. Next video. How I'm getting through my divorce. Oh my God, I can't.
Additionally, approximately 40 to 50% of first marriages end in divorce. This is in the last 5 years, while second marriages have an even higher divorce rate of 67%. Love those odds.
Yeah, truly. This person says, I have literally walked away from friendships because people are just so obsessive and compulsive about their relationships, their divorces, their breakups, and it's just miserable and toxic to be around. I can't do it.
Yeah, it does take a lot out of you. You try to be patient, and after a while, you lose it. It's like, enough. Make a decision.
Yeah.
You either want to be happy or you don't. Jess says, I've been there. Just listen and ask questions. I'm terrible at giving advice, but a lot of times people don't want the advice. They just want you to agree with them so they don't feel crazy.
Correct.
That's what it is. I thought you were talking about somebody in your life. You're just talking about people on TikTok. Good luck out there, everyone.
Block.
Hey, it's Devin's, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.